Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. And we hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you.
Saint Anthony, please come round, because something is lost that cannot be found. Talk to me of Albion, of Anderton and of Arr, of the Arndale, Alan Turing, Acid House, Alexander Park, of Bez the Buzzcocks, the Bouncing Bombs and the beautiful Busby Babes, of Curtis, Cancer, Christie's, Catholicism, Crack and Kurt Cobain. Talk to me of all these things, and there's one thing that's for certain, that I'll see the face and I'll hear the voice of Anthony H. Wilson. Dance design, Derutti, Devoto, development of a dirty Northern City. De La Salle, dignity, how in the end you hated all the pay. Elvis Engels and ecstasy and a girl called Emmeline. And the hours that I spent watching you on my black and white TV. From So It Goes to Sunday Roaster and chanting you were doing your street. I saw you with elephants hosing down some dwarves on black and white TV. Factory fame, financial muck-ups, poetic form and the fall. The 4th of June 1976 at the Lesser Free Trade Hall. Oh talk to me of Gretton, Godden, Granada, and of Hockey, and of Hannah, and how the fighting just got harder. Hamlet, Ibsen, the IRA, Jesus, Mary and Keith, Joseph, Joy Division, Judaism, the importance of the moment. Of Liam, London, Lust for Life, of Louis Louis and Linnaeus Banks. Of Manchester music, marijuana, majesty and Karl Marx. Of nightclubs, new bands, the Water, Oppenheimer and orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. And all those topical late night intellectual chats about the other side of midnight after dark. Come and talk to me of all these things, and there's one thing that's for certain. I'll see the face and I'll hear the voice of Anthony H. Wilson. I'll see the face and I'll hear the voice of Anthony H. Wilson. Talk to me of Peterloo, of Praxis, Police and Pride. Talk to me of Pontius Pilate, of power, corruption and lies. Of the queens and the queers and the quiet ones, all shy and self-effacing, just like Morrissey, but not Marquis Smith or Sean Ryder when he's been freebasing. Johnny Rotten, Regeneration, Richard and Judy and Vinnie Riley. That stupid yellow circular face now known simply as a smiley. Righteous, Red, Rebellious, Ridiculous, down Rochdale and Regent Road. You see, I wanna hear the sound of the Salford soft boy moan. Tony, talk to me in the sacristy of a school called De La Salle. Of the poets, the preachers, philosophers, Tony, talk to me, I'm feeling sad. Of Savile Shaw, the Smiths, Stone Roses, the smile so smug, the swagger. I wanna hear it from the mouth of an honest northern blagger. Tony, talk to me of the Sex Pistols, of Substance Streets, the sounds, the sniffed and snorted, stolen, swigged, multi-million pounds. Then talk to me of the greatest ever Man United team. Greg Burns, Jones, Edwards, Robson and Roy Keane. Was
it best, Lord Charlton Styles and Eric Cantona? Cos all the unknown pleasures of the doubles and the trebles and cantations from the stars. Tony, talk to me half pissed, talk to me half stoned, talk to me as a boy and I'm sat inside my Fallowfield council home. Talk to me on the telly, then talk to me on the radio, and talk to me at the opening of some arty-farty show. Talk to me of vision, virgin, victory and violence, but don't leave me sat in a hidden gem just listening to the buzz of the silence. And talk to me of Warsaw, drug wars, friendly flats within warehouses. But when it comes to footy, Tony, don't talk to me about the Scousers and all the x-ray specs and x-ray tests and x-ray therapies and all the ex-wife chats on XFM, the best youth worker I ever dreamed. You're me yin and yang, you're me master plan of an independent northern scene. Talk to me of Yorick, Yonkers Youth Club band, hey, Yates, come and talk to me. Wilson, talk to me. Yates, talk to me. Zeitgeist, talk to me. Tony, talk to me. Wilson, talk to me. Zeitgeist, talk to me. Tony, talk to me. Tony, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Wilson, talk to me. Won't you talk to me? Come on, talk to me.
Days, there was a kind of fever that pushed me out of the front door into the pale exhaust fumes park by Broadwater Farm, or the grubby road that eventually leads to Enfield, Turkish supermarkets after chicken restaurant after spare parts shop. Everything in my life felt like it was coming to a mysterious close. I could hardly walk to the end of the street without feeling there was no way to go except back. The dates I'd had that summer had come to nothing. My job was a dead end and the rent check was killing me a little more each month. It seemed unlikely that anything could hold much longer. The only question left to ask was what would happen after everything familiar collapsed. But for now, the summer stretched between me and that moment. It was ferociously hot, and the air quality became so bad that by the evening the noise of nearby trains stuttered in fits and starts, distorted through the shifting air. As I lay in my room, I could hear my neighbours discussing the World Cup and opening beers in their gardens. On the other side, someone was singing an Arabic prayer through the thin wall. I had no money for the pub, so I decided to go for a walk. I found myself wandering aimlessly to the west, past the terrace of chip and kebab shops and laundrettes near the tube station, I crossed the street and headed into virgin territory. I'd never been this way before. Gravel-dashed houses alternated with square 60s offices, and the white pavements undulated with cracks and litter. I walked and walked because there was nothing else for me to do, and by degrees, the light began to fade. The mouth of an avenue led me to the verge of a long, greasy A-road that rose up in the far distance, with symmetrical terraces falling steeply down then up again from a distant railway station. There were four benches to my right, interspersed with those strange bushes that grow in the area, whose blossoms are so pale yellow they seem translucent, almost spectral. And suddenly tired, I sat down. I held my head in my hands, feeling like shit, but a sudden breeze escaped from the terraces, and for a moment I lost my thoughts in its unexpected coolness. I looked up, and I realized I was sitting in a photograph. I remembered clearly, this photograph was taken by my mother in 1982 outside our front garden in Hampshire. It was slightly underexposed. I was still sitting on the bench, but the colors and the planes of the road and horizon had become the photo. If I looked hard, I could see the lines of the window ledge in the original photograph were now composed by a tree branch and the silhouetted edge of a grass verge. The sheen of the flash on the window was replicated by bonfire smoke, drifting infinitesimally slowly from behind a fence. My sister's face had been dimly visible behind the window, and yes, there were pale stars far off to the west that traced out the lines of a toddler's eyes and mouth. When I look back at this, there's nothing to grasp, no starting point. I was inside an underexposed photo from 1982, but I was also sitting on a bench in Haringey. Strongest of all was the feeling of 1982-ness. Dizzy, illogical, as if none of the intervening disasters and wrong turns had happened yet. I felt guilty and inconsolably sad. I felt the instinctive tug back to school, the memory of shopping malls, cooking, driving in my mother's car. All gone, gone forever. I just sat there for a while. I was so tired that I didn't bother trying to work out what was going on. I was happy just to sit in the photo while it lasted, which wasn't for long anyway. The light faded, the wind caught the smoke, the stars dimmed under the glare of the street lamps. I got up and walked away from the squat little benches and an oncoming gang of kids. A bus was rumbling to my rescue down the hill with a great big Via Alexandra Palace on its front, and I realized I did want to drink after all.
Fisherman cast the moon. Ooh, she looks so innocent, but God is a magician. Or maybe something more taboo, with a puppet of my brain in this cabinet. Alas, this last is just the last of them. If I can't get out this loop, then I'm blasting them. Got my noggin on tailspin. The gale winds put me in a bottle. I'm sailed to tomorrow. Don't stop me. Ooh, baby, don't stop me. And cast the moon. Ooh, she looks so innocent, but God is a magician. Or maybe something more taboo, with the puppet of my brain in his cabinet. Alas, this last is just the last of them. If I can't get out this loop, then I'm blasting them. Got my noggin on tailspin. The gale winds put me in the bottle. I'm sailing to tomorrow. Don't stop me. Ooh, baby, don't stop me. Just too wise for my age, or my ancestors moving through time warp. If I've known you for thousands of years or 5 days, I fucking can't tell anymore. I'm on the first spaceship out of here. I'm too small to open my eyes. Too small to open my eyes. There was a flea I wished death upon last week as it sirened in my room to my emotional shipwreck. And now it lies belly up on my windowsill like an expensive funeral that no one attended. And now I feel lonely, or at least jealous, or at least jealous, or at least jealous. Jealous that he knew he didn't have time to mind a disagreeable atom that might have spun around his head. His life was relatively quick, just as mine is to whoever is watching me. And I can see our exponentials down the line all the way until I can't see them. Like how the sun dies in the ocean every night, who is large and above me like the rain. A boundless blanket of cold. I feel the breath of Cerebus dilate my pupils until they are as vast as the never-ending. 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 Just too wise for my age, or my ancestors moving through time warp. If I've known you for thousands of years or 5 days, I can't tell anymore. A I'm on the first spaceship out of here. I'm too small to open my eyes. I'm too small to open my eyes. Fisherman cast the moon. Ooh, she looks so innocent. The goddess a magician. Or maybe something more taboo with the puppet of my brain in this cabinet. Alas, this last is just the last of them. If I can't get out the sloop, then I'm blasting them. Got my noggin on tailspin. The gale winds put me in the bottle and I'm sailing to tomorrow. Don't stop me!
Thank you. Striped fishes chasing tiny blue and yellow dashes, old tails and fins and bubbles. I'd look at the grey house opposite and close the curtains. She burned down the house when she was 10. I was away camping with the scout. The fireman said she'd been smoking in bed. The old story, I told her. The cat and our mum died in the flame, so Dad took us to stay with our aunt in the country. He went back to London to find us a new house. We never saw him again. On her 13th birthday, she fell down the well in our aunt's garden and broke her head. She'd been drinking heavily. On her recovery, her sight had returned. The fluke was nature, everyone said. That's when she said she'd never blink again. Tell her when she stared at me with her eyes wide and watery, that they reminded me of the well she fell into. She liked it. Thank you. We buried her when she was 32. Me and Maya, the vicar, and the man who dug the hole. She said she didn't want to be cremated and wanted a cheap coffin so the worms could get to her quicker. She said she liked the idea of it, though I thought it was because of what happens to Cat and our mum.
Thank you. On the road from Perugia to Vasto, someone read some USA news off their phone. Three killed in Lafayette, Louisiana, in a movie theater. Another fucked up day in America. And we looked off to the left of the Adriatic Sea, and we listened to Sonic Youth's first record, Bob Marley and Tenacious D's The Pick of Destiny. Beautiful hotel last night, my room looked over the pool, and I said good morning at around 11 a.m. to Marcia and Neil. And now it's late at night in Vasto from my hotel, I hear cars along the highway, and some noise from down below, an Italian wedding, it won't go away. It's like a sauna here, we took a cold jacuzzi, and no airports today. These last few drives have been beautiful fields of sunflowers along the way. I picked some Roma tomatoes from a farmer's garden. I ate them in the van. I invited a child up on stage and I sang while I held her little hand. Told her to quit eating sweets, that they were bad for her teeth. Took the gum from her hand and put a piece in my mouth, and it was really sweet. I invited some guys up on stage because they had ants in their pants. And this is my first day and I'm Indian. I work at a gas station. They dance and they dance. We play the weeping song for Nick Cave and his family. The passing of the sun's been a daily thing on my mind since arriving at Heathrow. My guitars have told me. Now the cars keep rolling down the highway. And the guys are out at the festival watching James Blake. But I got a ride back. Would've stuck around if I was still 28, but I'm older now and I can't handle being out that late. And that's the count of my last few days. And oh yeah, I saw a skinny black cat by the sea and I called for him and he dashed away. And that's the count of my last few days. And Marsha took photos of us by the sea and we laughed and then we played. And that's the count of my last few days. And I made the promoter put the barricades closer to the stage. And that's the count of my last few days. I've been doing 40 push-ups and 150 sit-ups every single day. And that's the count of my last few days. We ate cheese pizza late at night in a wine cellar, and we got in our van and we drove away. Today we all had a nice dinner with our driver Francesco. I asked him how many cups of coffee he drinks a day, and he said many cappuccinos. And a group of fans came to the restaurant, their eyes popped out of their heads. I asked them to join us, and they all shook their hands. They sat down at the same time. They all said wow, and the waiter explained every type of pasta the restaurant had in great detail. One looked like a bow tie, and one looked like a wheel. We all had a nice dinner, me and the band, the fans, and Marsha and Neil. We all went out to the sea, a rare day off for the band and me. And I went so far out that I could no longer feel the sand under my feet. And I dove down, and I touched the bottom, and swam back to the shore, soaked up the sun, and came back to my hotel room, red as a lobster. There were a ton of emails, mostly business, but there was one that really touched me that was forwarded to me by Robert, my publicist, from a girl named Tanya. Okay, I'm gonna read it here in just a minute. This is just a thank you note to Sun Kil Moon after a truly memorable gig in Manchester. I'm hoping you can pass it on. I've never done this before, written a letter to people I admire before. But having seen you play at the RNCM in Manchester last week, I really just wanted to say thank you. I've loved the sound of your voice, Mark, since the mid-90s. When I first heard Grace Cathedral Park at 17, it really hit me. The tone of your voice, the sadness of your lyrics, and it felt real and honest. Whilst I suppose I've dipped in and out of your music as people tend to do, but the recent years of Sun Kil Moon have pulled me right back in, and my car journeys are usually accompanied by one or another of your albums. I've always wanted to see you play live, but I've always heard too late about the few gigs you've played in England, so the Manchester gig was a big deal for me. The type of one day I'll get to hear thoughts you have and hope will happen. I've seen so many of my musical loves in the last 38 years, and you were one of the few outstanding, but one of the most important. I also got to share it with my husband and my baby growing inside of me, who reacted with lots of kicks and movement, which made it even more personal for me. When I closed my eyes at the concert and listened, it's not so much that it took me back, as the music has moved on and is even more honest and raw, I suppose. But your voice was undoubtedly the same, no gimmicks, just a tone, which hasn't changed over the years. It was beautiful. That is, the harmonies with the band, the atmosphere you all created, and how it just felt so special throughout. So I just wanted to say thank you all. It touched my soul and inspired me, as only good music can do. I'm sure you get lots of these messages, and they probably lose their significance for you over time. And if so, that's fine, natural even. I guess as the years have passed. But in case it lifts your spirits or gives you any form of pride in what you've collectively achieved, I wanted you to know, thank you. Tanya from Sheffield, England.